Watch, Alleged Looters Flee San Francisco Neiman Marcus. By Amy Furr on July 6, 2021. Police in San Francisco are investigating an apparent handbag robbery that occurred at a Neiman Marcus store Monday. Authorities said the robbery happened around 5:49 p.m. at the high-end department store located in Union Square, KTVU reported. However, when officers arrived at the scene, the suspects were gone. Witnesses told authorities the incident happened right before the store's closing and claimed the suspects smashed display cases and grabbed items off the racks before leaving. The outlet shared video footage captured from outside the store of 10 people, some apparently carrying items, dashing out the establishment's doors. The suspects appeared to get into waiting vehicles and flee the area as bystanders watched from the sidewalk. Police have not made any arrests in connection with the occurrence, but are analyzing videos and speaking with witnesses to identify those involved, a spokesperson told the Washington Examiner. Breitbart News reported Friday the crime wave in San Francisco has continued as police presence dwindles and thieves loot stores, the issue causing Target properties in the Bay Area to announce they are cutting hours to reduce losses. Meanwhile, a recent poll from the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce found residents are thinking about moving out of the city because of the rise in crime and homelessness. According to the poll, more than 40% of the respondents said they plan to move out of the city in the next few years, the Breitbart News article read. During a recent interview on CNN Newsroom, San Francisco Board of Supervisors member Ashisafai touched on the retail theft issues and said, "When we do have police in those areas, the crime drops dramatically. And that was why we're putting more resources back into our police department to ensure that they have the appropriate staffing levels." Following the recent incident, Neiman Marcus said in a statement, "The safety and welfare of our associates and customers is our top priority, and we're relieved to report that no one was harmed in the incident. We're cooperating with the SFPD in their investigation."